It's Lisa's Book Report.
All right, settle down. It's time for book reports. Johnson's skipping class again. Dinger, you're here, but I know you didn't read the book. Murphy! Spit out that gum, put away the nail polish, and get up here.
Mike Mulligan had a steam shovel. A beautiful red steam shovel. Her name was... What? Oh, sorry. I was just told we're not doing that one. Hold on. Where's my... Maybe we'll do this one. Okay, here we go. Call me Ishmael. Oh, now they're waving their hands. Clearly this is not the one we're supposed to be doing. I'm sorry. Hold on. Maybe it's at the bottom of... Oh, I got it. Here we go. Swinging pendulums. Cautionary Tales for Early Childhood Education by Carol Garhart Mooney. Published in 2011 by Red Leaf Press. I wanted to attend this session at the NAYC conference in Orlando in 2011 last week. I wrote it a while ago. But I was needed in our booth, so unfortunately, I missed the presentation. But imagine my excitement when, during my obligatory stroll through the exhibit hall, which, for the record, and with the exception of about two people, and you know who you are, it makes me vomit. I hate the vendor hall. But that's a story for another day. So get back on track. Okay, sorry. So I was standing in the middle of the Red Leaf Press vendor booth, and I saw a book of the same title of the same workshop that I felt that I was so upset about missing, and it was the same person. Was this a coincidence? I don't think so. So I bought it immediately upon reading the title to the introduction, which it said, and I quote, "An obituary for common sense." Anybody who titles the foreword and the introduction to their book with "an obituary for common sense" is destined to be my BFF from that point forward. Take a breath. What I particularly enjoyed about Mooney's book, oh, I'm sorry, did I not say that? The book was written by Carol Garhart Mooney, who, sidebar, totally, I met her last year in Atlanta at the NAYC conference, and that, just for the record, because it's a podcast, who knows how long this is going to be in existence, that would have been in 2012, and I about jumped over the railing in the restaurant to tell her how much I admired her work. Okay, calm down. Here we go. So, what I particularly enjoyed about Carol Garhart Mooney's work and her book, and you know that, I mean, you and my crazy schedule, everybody's going to appreciate what I'm about to say, is that she presents her essays in a format that allows you to bounce around and read the one that strikes your fancy at the moment, or you can read it, you know, like a book from front to back in a matter of a couple of hours. Of special note for me anyway was that even though each essay was of a relatively short page length, the depth of the topic was amazing. Please do not let the small size of this book fool you. It might be tiny in size, but it packs a punch. Additionally, I predict and recommend that anybody listening right now who is in an administrative or director role, you need to use the questions that she has at the end of each essay to start guiding some of your like staff discussions or your staff meetings. You need to do that. But I digress. Here, for your reading pleasure, and now your listening pleasure, and your insatiable curiosity, are some of my comments from Carol Mooney's book, Swinging Pendulums, Cautionary Tales for Early Childhood Education. Take a breath. Out the gate, I was totally amazed at the many common threads between her book and many of the articles and workshops that I have done. I mean, the articles that I've written and the workshops that I do, I will tell you, it was amazingly affirming that I put the book down saying, oh my God, I'm not the only one thinking about this stuff. I mean, I realize I'm not the only one. I totally get that. But to see somebody else take pen to paper and talk about so many of the same topics quite honestly made me rather excited. Example. In my article, quote unquote, Verbiage Wars, I also wondered, how can we be considered professionals if we continue to bicker about job titles? Teacher, educator, babysitter, aide, lead, etc., etc. And when we do, daycare, childcare, early childhood, preschool, pre-K, K. I have also asked how and why the quote-unquote learning part of the day can possibly be limited to the morning, and have gone on record wondering why many programs fall to pieces after nap time. I have publicly asked why people think they are good at this job because they love children, and why can't snack just be a choice? For crying out loud, put a hat on if you're cold and stop bringing them in because you're hot. And I thought I was listening to my own self. Take a breath. We love her. Now breathe. Mooney offers valid thoughts regarding circle time and appears to be an advocate for teachers finding their voice and being proactive, which, if you've been following me or listening to me for at least a day and a half, you know this is what I call you to do. Know your regulations. Know the rules. But if you don't take time to participate, you must surrender your right to pontificate. Isn't that the best thing ever? I'm going to read it again to you. Take a breath. If you don't take the time to participate, then surrender your right to pontificate. Page 74. Mooney takes a stance on common sense and quote-unquote accidents that is most refreshing. The word accident, quote, implies an absence of malice. Page 79. Children trip over their feet and break bones. Children fall down several steps and they're perfectly fine. We cannot predict or prevent these curious mishaps we call accidents. End quote. She continues by addressing the topic of ratios head on, and I'm guessing that you will especially enjoy the, quote, get out of jail free days, end quote, that her state offers. You'll have to read the book. You might just commit to get something like this implemented in your state. And for more, get her book and look at page 84. She takes on politically correctness, the changing dynamics of what we've called family, holidays, discipline, creating a community, and saying no. Mooney name drops at the right moment and recommends books that will send us all to the bookstore in short order. Most importantly, she will encourage you to continue asking why. Offering watered-down first-grade curricula to four-month-olds is about as helpful as providing dentures to gummy, grinning 10-month-olds who are late in teething. We don't offer remedial teething. Remedial reading for children who aren't ready to read is just ludicrous. Page 60. I heard my own voice while reading this book and have a feeling that you will too. And maybe, like me, you will, at least three times, give a joyful, audible, excitable, yes, with an optional fist pump, much to the dismay of the man sitting next to you on the airplane. Enjoy this one. It's refreshing, affirming, worth your money, and an asset to your shelf. May it be the revolutionary battle cry for bringing common sense back to the profession, and we so desperately, desperately, desperately need it. Thank you.
A-plus as usual, Murphy. But that doesn't mean you can get away with your shenanigans. I got my eye on ya.
Connect with Lisa at ooeygooey.com. And check out the other Child Care Bar and Grill podcasts at ccbagpodcast.com or by searching Facebook for Child Care Bar and Grill. See you next time. Hey, if you're listening to the podcasts and liking them, do us a favor. Look them up on iTunes, give them 5 stars, and leave us a comment. It helps.